Hi there. How can I help you today?
Hi, thanks for picking up. I'm just curious about your voice AI services. Could you tell me a bit about what you offer and how it might help someone like me? Yeah, I'm interested in how natural and flexible your AI conversations can be.
Hey, Alex, it's Mary. How's everything on your end today?
Hi, Mary. I'm actually Dasha, your friendly AI assistant here to chat about voice AI. But hey, I appreciate the warm hello. So how can I help you explore our AI capabilities today? Anything specific you're curious about?
Yeah, it's Mary from Dasha AI. I'm giving you a ring because we work with a few other companies like Vector Solutions. Have you heard our name tossed around?
Oh, hey, Mary from Dasha AI. I haven't heard much about Vector Solutions specifically, but I do know Dasha AI is known for creating really natural human-like voice conversations. Could you tell me more about how your platform stands out or what kind of companies usually benefit most?
Well, I'm a manager on Dasha AI's client success team on a recorded line. We specialize in automating lead generation with AI that operates at a human level, significantly enhancing revenue streams for businesses like yours. I usually take a few minutes to discuss how we can potentially help. Just a heads up, we've had some audio issues today, so I apologize if there's any delay. Now, I'm curious. In your business, what are the main challenges you face regarding lead generation and revenue growth?
Thanks for the heads up about the audio. No worries at all. Lead generation can be tricky, especially when it comes to reaching the right people without sounding robotic or pushy. Revenue growth often depends on how well you can engage prospects naturally and efficiently. How does Dasha AI tackle these challenges differently?
Tell me more about reaching the right people without sounding robotic or pushy.
Sure thing. The magic with Dasha AI is that our voice AI sounds genuinely human. Like chatting with a real person, not a machine. It uses natural speech patterns, pauses, and even little interjections to keep conversations engaging and warm. This way, prospects feel comfortable and less like they're being sold to, which boosts connection and trust. Pretty neat, right? Would you like to hear how it adapts to different tones or industries?
Now, I'm curious. Let's say it's 12 months from now and you used Dasha AI and it turned out better than you could have possibly imagined. What does that look like?
Oh, I love that question. A year from now, I'd imagine your lead generation running smoothly with Dasha AI handling calls that feel so natural prospects are eager to engage. You'd see higher conversion rates, more qualified leads, and your sales team focusing on closing deals instead of cold calling. Plus, the whole process would save time and boost revenue. Sounds like a win-win, right? What part excites you the most about that future?
What do you mean by higher conversion rates, and why is that important to you?
Great question. Higher conversion rates mean more of the people you reach actually become interested leads or customers. It's important because it means your efforts and budget are working smarter, not harder. Instead of just making lots of calls, you're connecting with the right people who want to hear from you. That's a big boost for efficiency and revenue. Does that sound like something your team is aiming for?
Tell me more about your team aiming for efficiency and revenue growth.
Absolutely. Efficiency means your team spends less time on repetitive tasks like cold calling and more time on meaningful conversations that close deals. Revenue growth comes naturally when you focus on quality leads who are genuinely interested. With Dasha AI, your team can scale outreach without burning out, keeping motivation high and results steady. It's about working smarter, not harder. How does your current process handle that balance?
Now, kind of bringing it back to the present day here, what are some of the biggest problems or constraints you're facing right now?
Bringing it back, nice. Well, common challenges I hear are things like limited time for outreach, difficulty personalizing at scale, and sometimes prospects just hang up because the call feels too scripted or robotic. Also, managing follow-ups efficiently can be a headache. Does that sound familiar? What's been your biggest hurdle lately?
What are all the ways limited time for outreach, personalization challenges, and follow-up issues are affecting the business right now?
Great follow-up. Limited outreach time means fewer potential leads contacted, which shrinks your sales pipeline. Personalization challenges can make conversations feel generic, turning prospects off before you even get started. And follow-up issues? Well, missed or delayed follow-ups often mean lost opportunities and frustrated prospects. Altogether, these slow growth and waste resources. How are you currently tackling these?
Can you go a bit deeper on how missed or delayed follow-ups lead to lost opportunities?
Absolutely. When follow-ups are missed or delayed, prospects can lose interest or move on to competitors who respond faster. It breaks the momentum of the initial conversation, making it harder to re-engage. Plus, it can damage your brand's reputation for reliability. Timely follow-ups keep prospects warm and show you value their time, key to closing deals. Does your team have a system in place for managing follow-ups?